more child support, and there's no more like what they call that stuff when you get married, the little prenup. You ain't gotta sign that because she don't get nothing, period. Like, I would make it like, just because she married you, that don't mean nothing. Because she laid with you for some years, she got to get something. I've been laying with another too these whole time. She don't get shit. See, I don't like that, so I changed that.
Next question.
Yeah, next question. Yeah, the publicist is like, okay, he went too real. When keeping it real goes wrong, he might mess up the image. It's so many powers behind the scenes that keep messages like this out the mainstream. But look, men are going to find out the truth one way or another.
Wayne for president. How did you boy?
Okay, it's been a year today. I've been living in this car with nowhere to go. Okay. Okay, let's think about this. She's not the worst looking woman in the world. Are you telling me there was nothing she could have finessed as a moderately attractive woman to have a place to stay? I call BS. When a woman who is this attractive, and I'm not saying she's a model, but I'm just saying, even at this level of attractiveness, there's something up while she doesn't have a place to stay. I don't know. Let me know your theories below. This says the amount of research women did on Kevin Samuels' background versus their own baby daddy will never sit well with me. I mean, oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, they will only do research when it comes to being petty and stirring up drama. They ain't gonna do no research on something that affects their whole life and affects their children's lives. Yeah, you know. Nah.
One thing you have to understand is that right now, the dating culture in 2022, women have more options than ever. But the problem is that with all the options that women have, they are being pickier than ever. So something I was talking about in a recent episode is that...
Well, yeah, look, it makes sense. You got a bunch of options. You've been told you're a princess your whole life, so you're going to be picky. I get it. But that's why I always say, when a female isn't settled down with her man by 23, it's looking rough as far as her trajectory in the dating world from that point on. Because the more guys she go through talking phases with, the more guys she date, the less she's going to be satisfied with a guy in the future. She's going to be comparing him to 20 other guys.
Adding to the series of reasons why I love men, because most of them have about 5 outfits that they'll rotate between, and they will walk around as if they've never worn that outfit before, and no one's going to talk about it. It's like the elephant in the room. No one's going to address that Brad's been wearing that shirt all month.
Well, men's value doesn't come from fashion, so nobody cares. He's probably locked in on his job, getting into the grind of it. I mean, I would say, yeah, that's a good thing. Maybe men are less superficial in that way.
And he still rocks it, and he doesn't care, and it's good for the environment, and we love it. I love it.
Y'all be looking at me crazy when you talking about, man, you know, when I seen such and such, such and such, I just froze up. I didn't know what to say. That's because you see the as a god. You have idolatry in your heart. But once you realize, my son, that a is just a bitch, it snatches away the importance. Any significance that she has, you would just start realizing that this is another Boston baked bean head. And once you come to the realization that this is just another Boston baked bean head out of the innumerable Boston baked bean head, then you will understand that you shouldn't lack confidence. You shouldn't lack none of that. You should approach any of them.
Facts. I don't see any woman as out of my league. Now, there's plenty of women who see me as being out of their league. But I don't feed into that nonsense because you're just another chick. You know what I mean? You had that monthly thing like all the others. You know, you nag like all the others. You know, you have insecurities like all the others. So, no, I don't see you as a god or anything like that. I don't care how fine she is. I don't see her as a god. I don't see her as above me like, oh, man, it'd just be so great if she could just look my way, man. No, there's not one woman on earth I don't care. Rihanna in her prime, Halle Berry in her prime. I don't see him like that. Once you've lived with multiple women and you see like the truth behind the Wizard of Oz curtain, you just don't see women as the same anymore. You just don't see women the same anymore. I'm sure you ladies feel the same way after you live with a few guys. Well, women, they don't really respect men on average these days anyway. They don't see men as anything special because they've been getting offers from men to give them everything in the world, you know, from the time they were 12, 13.